Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, y'all. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality. You know that's good. Meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms as well and enjoy $20 off. Plus, free shipping when you use this code America. GoodRanchers.com. Use the code America. And you will get American meat delivered. Bottom of the hour, we got our man, Alex Teicher, DJ Alex, the vegan, shining on Teicher's Tower of Trivia. But until then, we're going to go back to the NFL. And Rob, Cam Newton has been making some noise. And good for him. You know, I always thought, Rob, and he's not doing it as far as traditional media, but Cam Newton, Rob, I think could clearly have a future if he wanted to, you know, on some broadcast show. He obviously was a star, handsome guy, opinionated, as we'll soon see. I think he could be good if he wants to go that route. But he's doing his own podcast and making some noise with that. And lately he's been talking about Brock Purdy, called him a game manager a few weeks ago. And he doubled down and went even harder recently after they advanced to the Super Bowl. Here's Cam Newton.
I've never said that Brock Purdy was trash. What I did say is Brock Purdy is a game manager. That's not hate. That's just what I feel to be facts. But I still reserve the right to say this. To be labeled a game changer, Brock Purdy has to be the best player on the offensive side of the ball. Mm. And that's not the case.
And who's the best player?
Christian McCaffrey. Man, look, I ain't recanting. Go. And if you really want to just be honest, if you add in the defensive talent and you add in the offensive talent, Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on this team. Okay, cool. Did he have a great game? Yes. Is he been playing out of his mind? Yes. Is he a quarterback that's hot? Yes. But he's still the 10th best player on his team.
Where you at on this, Rob?
I mean, Chris, this is, and you know I'm not the biggest, I'm not like some Brock Purdy pom-pom guy, okay? But this again is, and I don't want to get on a soapbox, but this again is, I don't feel like he's giving a honest take because he has skin in the game. And I know he's not a player anymore.
You think there's a little jealousy?
Yeah, I do, Chris. Wow. And I do. And I think that this is what happens because no one ever talked about him in those glowing terms that he's the next Joe Montana or he's the next anybody.
He got a lot of love, though.
I mean, he won an MVP,
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that it's because of that, Chris, that he feels like, what? This guy, like, I won an MVP. I went to the Super Bowl, you know, but this is before Brock Purdy got there now, right? And all that. And people weren't going gaga over me. I had 35 passing touchdowns and 15 rushing or whatever it was, the number, Chris, right?
Well, it might be, and I'm not going to cut you off, but it also might be, Rob, that Cam's, what is he, 33? Like, he's still not old, of age where he obviously feels he should be in the league.
Do you see what I'm saying? I do believe that there's a little bit of that. I'm not saying it's straight up all the way. I don't know Cam, Chris, and I don't know his folks. I'm just saying, as somebody who's listening, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's interesting.
That's my take.
Look, Cam was a quarterback, same position.
He's got skin
Cam
in the game.
Was obviously a more talented player than Brock Purdy. And Cam was just in the league, what, 2 years ago?
Right.
It feels like he should still be in the league. Probably feels like he's not getting a
Tom
fair
Brady
shot.
Played till he was 40-something, and Cam's 33 sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
You think he's going to be ready to crown a quarterback? Thinking, look at the tools that I had.
Russell Wilson's older than Cam.
Think about that.
I believe, Rob, and he's not in the league, but I think people will be a little surprised when they hear this. Let me check it out. I believe RG3 is no, Cam's a year older than RG3. But that's young. You know, that's young. Cam's 34. Well, let me address what he said. And I think your point, you might be right. I mean, I think that's a fair speculation.
It's just speculation. That's all it is. Right.
That could be. That's not unfair speculation. First of all, let me say this. If Brock Purdy were the 10th best player on this team, and I don't think he is. I think he's higher. That wouldn't be a shame. Rob, Terry Bradshaw is a Hall of Famer, and he's a legend, right? But I would argue that on those Steelers Super Bowl teams, and this is backed up, this is not opinion. I'm looking at decorated. Who got more accolades? Who made more Pro Bowls, more All-Pro teams? Mel Blunt. More decorated than Terry Bradshaw. Bradshaw did win an MVP, but he only made 3 Pro Bowls. Okay. He was never viewed as like the best quarterback. I mean, I guess that 1 year when he won MVP, but for the most part, he wasn't viewed as the best quarterback in the league. He wasn't viewed as good as Roger Staubach, but Terry delivered in the Super Bowls. And so Mel Blunt, Mean Joe Green, Mike Webster, the center, Jack Lambert, Franco Harris, those guys, and you maybe even Jack Ham. I mean, again, Jack Ham did get more accolades as a linebacker. All those guys have far more, some of them 3 times as many Pro Bowl appearances as Terry Bradshaw. So you could argue, I'm not even throwing in Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, because, you know, that's arguable. But all these guys were more decorated than Bradshaw. And yet, that doesn't stop Bradshaw from being the legend, and it doesn't take anything away from him as a key cog in those 4 Super Bowls. And so there are other quarterbacks you could point to that weren't the best players on their team. Now, Patrick Mahomes, best player on his team. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, probably. You know, he had the injury issues, but no injuries. Those are the best guys on their team. And nobody's saying Brock Purdy's in that class. That also doesn't mean he can't win an MVP. And so I would just say first, that's not a shame that you have good teammates who are more decorated than you and viewed as better than you. There's nothing wrong with that. But I would argue, I think Purdy's probably their 5th or 6th best player. And I would say the best player is Trent Williams, the left tackle. You never heard his name in MVP talk. Obviously, he's an offensive lineman. You're not going to hear that. Second best player, I think, is Fred Warner, linebacker. Third, I can go with McCaffrey. We think he's the best running back in the league this year. And Purdy's not the best quarterback in the league. Fourth, you can, if you want to argue Kittle, tight end, easier position to play, obviously, than quarterback. But if you want to argue Kittle, and then I think you can argue Purdy after that. If you want to say Bosa, Bosa had a little bit of a down year. Still good, but sacks are way down. Almost twice as many sacks last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, not
you know,
the
a little
same.
Bit down, right. So Debo, Rob, you noticed. I said this on our show. A few years ago before his injury, I thought Debo is probably the best football player in the league. But he's had the injuries. He's even, you know, missed some games this year. So you probably put Purdy ahead of him.
You don't even hear his name like
Ayuk
you used to.
Is good. Yeah. I mean, so I don't think – I think 10 is too high. But do you think some of this – you mentioned Cam, and obviously we see the connections between him and Purdy. But do you also think – beyond just maybe if there's any personal jealousy, that there could be just feeling like Purdy's getting too much love?
Yeah, and that's where it comes from. That's what I was saying, Chris, like to be mentioned with Joe Montana, well, no matter who it is, like that Cam is sitting there going, what? They're saying he's Joe Montana, you know, like, and it doesn't matter, like, to what degree, you know, nobody's saying he has the stats or he hasn't won anything, right. but just to even be mentioned in that breath, I'm sure that that's part of it and some of the stuff that might be there. And this is the difference between Chris Broussard making a comment who's not an NFL quarterback, who doesn't have any skin in the game compared to a guy who won an MVP, you know what I mean? Who excelled at a high level and is looking at this other Mr. Irrelevant kid and they're going gaga over him because he has this great bunch of weapons and a scheme that worked with it seemed any quarterback they put in it. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to.
Well, not be. And again, I'm not saying he's jealous. It's your take.
That's
but
my
I don't
take.
It's a crazy take. But. He might not be removed enough from the game. I will say this. A lot of athletes I see, Greg Jennings, who's on our radio show and on First Things First.
Right.
Some of the guys on ESPN, Ryan Clark, all these guys. I do think, though, a lot of these guys are objective. Ryan has been critical at times of Mike Tomlin, even
you
as
you think Dan Orlovsky's critical when talking about the Lions or Stafford? I'm just asking.
Well, clearly is Stafford is his guy, right? Okay. I give you that. But I think overall Orlovsky does a good job.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I think it's hard for him too. And he played for the Lions as well.
And
like,
he shares that some, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
But I think overall he does a really good job. And like I said, Marcus Spears, I think guys do a good job. But maybe if this is a case of maybe not quite being removed enough, you know, from the game. Remember RG3 was talking, I can't remember what team it was that might need a quarterback. It might have been the Browns when you know, Deshaun or guys got, I don't think it was them. But somebody was kind of in need. Remember he threw his name out there?
Right, yep.
Like
dude, you
RG3,
haven't played in 8 years. What?
Right, right.
Or whatever
and
it is,
so
it hasn't been that long.
Those are situations we know Cam would like to be playing. And to be honest, Rob, I wouldn't doubt, in fact, I probably bet on it, that Cam does maybe feel like if I was in San Francisco.
There you go, Chris. You
with
just
McCaffrey,
hit it.
With Debo,
yep.
With Kittle. With Ayuk.
With the offensive scheme that they have, I could play
that. And then some.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I don't think he could, Rob, because he doesn't throw it like Purdy.
But I'm just saying, I think
he may feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Cam Newton says Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on the 49ers. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know what?
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping when you enter the code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Cam Newton says Brock Purdy's the 10th best 49ers player. Your thoughts? Is Cam over the top and why? If so, your thoughts.
Let's kick it off, Chris, with Abraham in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Abraham?
Fellas, love your show. You guys are top-notch Hall of Famers in my book.
Thank you,
brother. Yeah, I'm listening to Cam. And, you know, Cam did some monstrous thing in his time, man. But here's the thing. Brock Purdy, he doesn't have to be the best player on the team. He just have to be the best quarterback in the moment. That's all right. I got to say. I love y'all.
All right.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Sure. Appreciate it. Point. Yeah, I don't know why it has to be. He has to be the number one player. He had to come back against the Packers, Chris, and they were down. He could have easily folded when they were down 24-7 to the Lions, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's one thing for the Lions to give you the opportunity. Don't mean you're going to throw the touchdowns or make the plays, right?
Right. Absolutely. No doubt.
No doubt. In South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I totally agree with you. He's kind of playing it down pretty hard. I definitely wouldn't say 10th, because you're right. You know, the only person who could only achieve better would be McCaffrey because he hands him the ball. But realistically, he's got to throw the ball to everyone else and make them do their job. So, you know, if he doesn't get his job done, no one else in the team can succeed in order to make a win. So, you know, I wouldn't say you could bash him that low. You know, he's definitely a good player.
He's definitely at the most important position.
Yeah, you know that.
There's
you
no ifs, ands, or
what do we talk about, Chris? You don't have a quarterback. You're not in the conversation.
Yep. Right.
877-99 on Fox. You could squeeze in if you want, Adam. In D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adam?
My God, my favorite radio show. Hey, listen, man, y'all know I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Yep.
And I said it on this thing before. You know it's hating Because if you replace Brock Purdy with Trey Lance, then it's all good. But because it's him and because it's what they call it, a draftism now, it's like people just had this idea, this take that they originally took, and they're afraid to come off of it. Like, even like Nick, man, I know that's your boy. Everybody loves Nick, right? But it's like, hey, man, come off the take, man. You have new information. Have you watched the game? Have you seen a young man play? And before I go, man, I just want to say one thing. Everybody likes to say, hey, anybody can take this team to the Super Bowl. They've already been here. It's only 7 players that were there in 2019. It's a new team. Every year in the NFL is new. The young man is balling out. Let's just watch the games if he's going to have a take, man. That's all I got to say. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later, man.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Yep. A little passion there. I love it. Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so I would say anywhere from 6 to 10 for Purdy on that team is fair. But I don't think Kim is jealous of Purdy. I think he's probably holding him to too high of a standard because he's probably looking at a game changer as what he was when he was on that 15-1 team and he single-handedly carried that entire offense. And he's probably thinking, if you put Purdy on that team may have missed the playoffs. So that's probably what he thinks of as a game changer, what he was when he was the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk, right? People are saying about what if Purdy was here or what if Purdy was there. First of all, he's not. He's just got to be do what he needs to do where he's at. And secondly, Rob, we can speculate, and that's fair to do, you know, but we don't know. I mean, nobody thought Purdy would do this, Rob.
No.
Even with this talent, nobody could have foreseen this.
Not for sure, especially when Green
Look at
Bay
Trey Lance.
And the Green Bay game, Chris, they hadn't been down in the fourth quarter, right? What was the stat that you talk about?
Yeah, well, 5 points or more entering the fourth.
Kyle Shanahan was 0-30.
Yep.
So all the stuff that he's got mojo working, it wasn't working in the fourth quarter.
Right.
For a
right.
comeback, right?
Absolutely.
The difference has been Brock Purdy. Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I hope that voice is better. How you feeling?
I'm feeling better. With incremental growth. We're not 100%, but we're making growth.
You sound close to normal.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You got the voices way better.
Noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, you know, the tea.
You know what we call that in New York? Jewish penicillin. Chicken noodle soup.
Hey, you know what I mean?
That's what we call it in New York.
Mazel.
Hey, I'm from New Jersey, so you speak in my language.
You know that, Dre, right? You know that that's true, right?
It's true. I don't want to be Meshuggah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing when it comes to Cam Newton. He's feeling a little bit like Samuel Norton. You know who Samuel Norton is. You've seen the Shawshank Redemption. He feels like the warden, okay, when he threw the pebble up against the wall and it kept on going. Cam Newton cannot get over the fact. This is a number one overall pick. This is a national champion out of Auburn. This is Cam Newton, his kryptonite. But the reason that Cam Newton, when he looks at Brock Purdy, I feel like there's some type of a personal thing, is because Cam, what hurt him as a quarterback is that he had to be the show. He had to win the press conference. He had to come out with the outfits and all. He had an NBA way of going about things in the NFL, and that hurt him. Whereas Brock Purdy is just an everyday guy. You know, he's just, you know, he's indescript. You know, he's just kind of, I mean what I say, you know, do what I mean, mean what I say type of a person. And that helps Brock Purdy because he doesn't have any flash. He doesn't have any dash. And it's just about what he can do as a quarterback. Now, in conclusion, he proved he's not a game manager based on the second half against Detroit. He made some plays himself, specifically with his legs, that we would have liked to see Lamar Jackson do. Those distinctive runs that really just gashed at Detroit defense and kind of led to, you know, that tidal wave. He did things that were just beyond just being a robot for Kyle Shanahan. He showed some things. So, Cam, I understand. You know what I mean? It's tough when you are that guy at the pinnacle, and then at 33, as you said, Russell Wilson's older than you, and you're out of the league. Well, we got to leave Brock Purdy alone and put some respect on his name. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
All right, that's Andre. We got Tyson's Tower of Trivia coming up next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. No. Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time. Yeah!
game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. The segment for anyone who likes sports, to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check out Shallow Oceans as well. And if you're at a local Whole Foods, come say what's up. My man, Alex Tyshirt.
Wow.
So first off, yes, shout outs to the Shallow Oceans podcast. CB, I know that one day your publicist and agent will get back to me, and I can get you and Rob on the show one day. That'd be great.
Well, you know, you could just talk to me any day because I'm here every day.
You're a good man, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
In other words, he ain't trying to
get
he's trying to have me on. I get it. I'm staring in his face every day.
Well, it's a good-looking punim, if I may say so, Rob.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. All right. In honor of this 65-game rule, this is the load management edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. I'm not going
to
go over the rules.
We're so up-to-date on this show.
We try to be. Unless your name is Mason San Diego, in which case you are not up-to-date.
No.
But here we go.
You want to trash Paul Kariya.
It's always Paul Kariya. You know the rules. Please don't cheat,
come
guys.
Come on, Chris.
I'm talking
please,
to you, Chris.
Chris.
Me? You know the rules.
Chris, come on.
Flip a coin.
Is Rob in studio today?
Oh, he's right in front of me, baby.
Yeah, flipped a coin during the update. Chris Broussard gets question number one.
All right.
Are you ready? Here we go. Chris, Draymond Blank recently ripped the NBA's newly instituted rule that says players must play at least 65 games to earn postseason honors.
Huh. Never heard of the guy.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, wait your turn. It's still Chris's turn.
Unbelievable.
All right, here we go.
All right, what you got?
Hornet.
Green Hornet.
There you go. There you go.
I like that.
It's a terrible clue.
10 points.
Terrible.
That was a great clue.
You see how quick he got that? What a clue.
Good job.
I was going to say Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Ah.
Great superhero
see,
movie.
That's in the mind of an Alex Tyshirt
I'm
right
I'm an anime
there.
Guy. You don't even understand
well, that's superheroes, but you know, that's okay.
Right?
Close enough.
Line.
Close enough. All fantasy.
And the original Chris Green Lantern was black, right? Wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you know that, Chris?
No.
Yeah, the cartoon?
Way yes. back in the day, yeah.
He was black.
Wow.
What happened to him? All right, level number two, over to Rob Parker. Rob, back in 2019, Glenn Blank Rivers was fined $100,000 for saying Kawhi Leonard, quote, feels great just hours before sitting him in a game due to load management.
Say his name again, Alex. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Rob. Also, I might want to sit this one out. I might need to do some load management.
Glenn Blank Rivers.
Okay, here we go.
Can I sit this one out?
No. Here we go. Okay. You ready? Nurse?
Doctor.
Yes.
That is correct.
Got it. Okay, I see what you're doing over there. I see what you're doing.
My right. goodness.
The hand motions are supreme.
Love load
today.
Management. All right, level number three.
No, I was scratching myself. That was all.
Oh, okay.
Back to Chris. LeBron James is missing a nationally televised game tonight against the blank Celtics. The team says it's due to an ankle injury, but we all know it's just load management, Chris.
Gotta love the loads.
All right, here we go, Alex. Massachusetts?
Boston.
Yeah, we got two words.
I'm
dropping.
That's right, baby.
Isn't that two words?
That's right.
It's got to be at least tonight. Four. How
that's
many
four
right.
words. Massachusetts. It's got like four. Bombs. It's got like 40
Gyms.
Letters in it.
Gyms, level
I
number
tell
four. Uh-oh.
That's right.
I misclicked, Rob. I misclicked.
You know what? I'm gone. I'm not playing.
Rob, come back.
It ain't even. I'm not even playing.
Come on, Rob.
Rob, by the way, your best bet on the Celtics is looking terrible right
it
now.
It is terrible.
But here we go.
What are they shooting, like 80% from
three?
Man,
Rob,
we all know that we don't need LeBron and AD.
You know what, Chris? These are the ones, I'm telling you, I'm not even kidding you, as like gamblers, where you think, oh, I'm going to load up and bet a lot of money, you know what I mean? The two stars.
Yeah.
And this is the one that sobers you all the time.
Yep.
And I'm telling it's
in
unbelievable.
Boston, no less? Wow.
Well, quick aside before we do this level, Rob, LeBron and AD were clearly trying to do a mutiny, right, against Darvin Ham.
Like yes.
And yet they might go ahead and win a road game against the Boston Celtics without him. Is this going to backfire in a big way?
It might.
If that's what they were trying to do, it definitely
oh, they are they happy that they're up by 10 right
and
now?
And what it looks like, honestly,
left?
the players are playing hard.
Yep.
They're playing hard.
Maybe LeBron like and AD are the problem.
That's right. Trade them both. All right. Back to you, Rob Parker. One player who's been very vocal about being anti-load management, Damian Lillard. Shout out to Dame. He currently plays for the Milwaukee blank.
Shout out to Dame Dalla.
Oh, you got that?
That album went double wood.
I'm a fan of his, actually.
Sold 9 copies.
He was like the last good player to not sell out for a trio.
Okay.
For a super team.
Yeah, Alex, you ready?
Did he?
Yes.
Did they buy him or did he go himself?
No, he got traded.
Willingly?
Go ahead, Alex.
Wait, hold on. This is big news. Was he willingly traded or did he want to go? Did he want to go CB or what?
On the Odd Couple.
He wanted to
Wanted out.
He did?
He wanted to go to Miami because Milwaukee ain't popping.
Really?
He held out, but...
I take my shout out back then, CB. I was just saying all this nice stuff.
We didn't like your album either.
All right, Alex, you got to really, really...
Focus?
Like, focus with me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay? You know where I'm about. I'm about all kinds of stuff that you're interested in.
I'm what just are you talking about? This is like a paragraph.
No, here we go.
One word,
go.
Rob.
Alex, think about the 60th.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
The location.
You ready?
Yes.
Rogers.
Aaron?
That is
incorrect.
You're always about Aaron Rodgers.
That was a terrible clue.
Yeah, maybe I was too dated. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Oh, that's just shocker, Rob. Rodgers?
Read the question again.
Please.
Come on, we don't have time. Ben Mallow's okay. Coming up next.
Damian Lillard currently plays for the Milwaukee blank.
Deer?
Buck?
Yeah,
that is correct.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What are we doing with Rodgers?
Bongo's coming soon, y'all.
Who's Buck Rodgers?
You don't even know Buck Rodgers.
Steve, who's Buck Rodgers?
That was a terrible clue. That was an absolute
Steve knew what I said. Steve knew.
You should lose points for that clue.
Is that in black and white, Steve?
You should lose points
for that clue. Buck Rodgers in the 25th century.
First of
all, that show wasn't even that good.
It was pre-Star Wars and Star Trek. Was it Star after Star Trek?
It was.
Rob, I wasn't born.
I know. I thought you went to...
It wasn't like transcendent to the point where somebody born 20 years later...
But I want you to check it out, Buck Rodgers.
I will, thank you.
All right.
What's the score?
It is 29-10. If Chris gets this one, it's over.
It's over anyway.
Here we go, Chris.
I'll humor you.
In the past,
Rob.
Clippers coach Ty Blank has shot down allegations that he load manages his star players. He says he only sits them when they're actually hurt.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. We don't believe you.
Yeah, see? Bunch of liars in this league.
All right, let's see. Here we go, Alex.
I'm ready, see.
In.
What'd you say?
In.
You feeling okay, see?
Oh, God. That was a terrible
Rob,
clue.
I think you need to call Mrs. Broussard, see what's going on
Alex,
over there.
Is it?
Okay.
In.
Okay, that's it. No.
What?
No.
I said in.
No, Chris. You know, you were such
I said
a cheater.
One word.
No, he's not. He's saying like two words.
Are you saying? Hold on.
In.
CB, are you saying like ig?
In.
In?
In.
In.
Stop, Chris. Stop cheating.
I'm saying one word. What are you talking about?
CB,
Rob is so paranoid.
Hold on.
All right, come on.
Okay.
We got
it. CB, are you going in lieu?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes. In lieu of the fact.
No,
there you go.
Didn't.
No way.
Bring
come
in
on.
The box.
No, that's terrible.
Baby. Because
you know
Bring
what I was going to say?
Rob, put your feelings
say Aaron again?
No, I was going to
rock with
I was going to say.
Put your feelings aside.
I was going to say big.
And jam.
Lou.
On wife number two.
And he's taking meds too.
Exactly. All right, we don't have time. Let's go. We got to get to our, let's go. Cut this short, Alex. Cut this short. Jonas Knox coming up next. He's in the bullpen.
I'm here, y'all. Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
The official Odd Couple side piece.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle, guys, with GoodRanchers.com. You can enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood that is delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America, goodranchers.com, American meat delivered. All right, Rob, the reserves for the All-Star game were announced tonight. We're going to have Rob G. read the reserves off for each conference, and then you and I can, you know, say if we think there are any snubs. So, Rob G., let's start with the East.
In the Eastern Conference, one reserve, Jaylen Brown.
Wait a minute. You got, is that your big boy voice? What was that?
I was trying to find the page. That's
oh, okay.
Why
I was wondering.
I was struggling.
All right. I was struggling.
Jaylen Brown, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Bam Adebayo, Julius Randle, who will be subbed out for another player because he's currently injured, Tyrese Maxey, and Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder, it'll be interesting to see if, I mean, Jimmy Butler, could they put him in? He's played 33 games for Miami. He could get in there, the seventh seed. Julius Randle's the one that raises eyebrows, and he's the one that's going to be replaced. But you know, he's having a good year. They're the third seed. He's 24 points, nine
it's
boards.
It's weird. Remember he wanted out of there, Chris? He had that. He had the great year. They went to the playoffs. They lost to Atlanta. And then the next year, remember he was ripping the Knicks fans and all. It's been a weird.
Yeah, that was a few years ago,
right?
But he's all right. I wonder, and I don't think this is a snub because they're the, like the 10th seed. But Trae Young, 27 points a game and 11 assists, 10.9, which is second in the league. It'll be interesting. Do they pick him to replace Randle? Now Randle is a front court player, so they may go with a front court guy. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But for the most part, I'm fine with these selections. I think they did a good job. You know who they might put in over it once to replace Randle? They might put in Porzingis. Porzingis averaging 19 points for the Celtics. They're playing great. He's shooting 52% from the floor, giving them almost two blocks a game. He could jump in there too, but, I'm good with that team they picked, Rob. Where are you at on it?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This is from the coaches, right?
Well, let me ask this. Hold on. No. Rob G, was Donovan Mitchell on that team?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see like any glaring, like, oh my God, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
I think you're right, with Trae Young. The numbers are good, the team's bad, right?
Yep.
So it kind of, I'm not saying it negates anything, but you would look at somebody whose team is probably playing,
to a degree.
Right?
Yeah,
I want to say like it doesn't matter or doesn't count. But Brunson is down, Chris. Are you watching this?
Oh, he got hurt.
Looks like he got hit in the face.
But he's like he lost the ball and the Pacers just grabbed it from him.
You get poked in the eye or something?
Was it a Three Stooges eye gouge?
He's
I'm just trying to.
Definitely in major pain.
Here it is. Oh, yeah, just a hand to the face. It wasn't a poke
to the
though. But he had a full hand open. You know what I mean? It wasn't It wasn't a poke in
That's
the eye or anything.
Better than a poke.
No, you don't want a poke in the eye, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's look at the West, Rob G.
Western Conference. Karl Anthony Towns, Paul George, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, and Kawhi Leonard.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, the only one, and this guy does deserve it, but, I mean, Steph is Steph. De'Aaron Fox, 27 points, 5.5 assists. They're the fifth seed. You know what I mean? So you can certainly argue that, but Steph is having a great year. The team isn't winning, but it's he's hard, having a great year.
And let's just be you just said it, Chris. It's hard for them to leave Steph at home. Like,
right.
You could say whatever you want.
Especially when he's playing well. Right.
You know the team's not that good, right. But they're right. Not going to do that because they'll right. be, right?
Yep. I'm with you on that. So I really don't have any issues. I will say this, though, Rob, and I alluded to this the other day. I think they should go to 15 players. Even if all 15 don't play or, they, you know, a guy, the last few get in for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. Just the honor of being an all-star. It's tough to be an all. I get some people might say, well, it should be tough. But it's tough to be an all-star when there's 30 teams and you only going to get 12 slots. You know what I mean? Like, again, when they had 23 teams, 24 teams, they had the same number of all-stars. So, and, you know, it's big making an all-star team. You know, those are the things that go into is a guy a Hall of Famer and so on and so forth. So, but overall, I think they, for the most part, did a good job in picking these all-stars. I can't look at anybody that I think shouldn't be there. And I don't, you know, I think
no,
they've
this
done
is
a
this,
good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels thorough, Chris. Like,
yep.
Like
yep.
They put some thought into it. Yep. They've really decided, like, who belongs and who doesn't. You know, absolutely. like I'm with you. There's nothing glaring to me.
And Rob, the Lakers, I think they are going to win this game. They're up 12 with 2 minutes left.
My goodness gracious. What was that?
This is interesting. And I don't look, I'm not going to sit here and put anything on LeBron. I think AD's legitimately hurt and say LeBron, you know, is out on Darvin and wanted to send a message. But this is actually a message in and of itself. I think these guys are getting after it defensively in a way we haven't really seen much from them this season. Obviously, the Celtics, Rob, took them lightly. You know yep. what I mean? And they probably, next thing they know, they're in a game and they can't get the rhythm back. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just not our night now. But, you know, it just shows they got – and look, LeBron can't be the defender he used to be, but, you know, you got to put forth probably a little more effort. So – all right, iCouple, we out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.